That's all very good, but what about scientific tests? Is the increase in the life force in the water, or the changes as a result of this increase, detectable using scientific equipment?
There are no scientifically accepted ways of testing for life force that we are aware of, because scientific equipment operates on too low a level. The vortex energizer really works in higher dimensions. However, there's a life force meter called the ACMOS antenna, which utilizes the biofeedback mechanism of the user. The vortex energizer, as well as water and other substances energized with it, scored the highest value of 17.6. Apart from direct energy measurements, you can use scientific equipment to detect physical changes as a result of the vortex energizer. Research carried out by the Coghill Research Laboratories in Wales has clearly shown that our energizers enhance the human immune system and protect it from the detrimental effects of electromagnetic pollution. This research was carried out using standard scientific procedures on the viability of lymphocytes, which are the white blood cells formed in lymphatic tissue. These lymphocytes are the agents of the immune system and retain their viability, which is their capability of living, much longer when energized by our devices. This means that drinking energized water or carrying our portable personal harmonizer can make you more resistant to catching diseases and can help you fight infections and other diseases which you might have as a result of immunodeficiencies.
Regarding the actual changes in water, Professor David Schweitzer from London has compared vortex energized and non-energized London tap water under a phase contrast microscope of 4,000 times magnification. He observed that the molecular clusters of energized water were much more compact, producing much more vibrant and intense biophoton emissions.
What are biophotons?
Biophotons are molecular and cellular light emissions, which, according to Professor Popp, regulate cell growth and regeneration and control all biochemical processes. Without these emissions, photosynthesis in plants and life in general would not be possible. Popp found that the more intense and coherent the light, the healthier the organism. When a plant died, the biophoton light ceased.
And water emits this light as well?
Yes, it is very coherent laser-like light, but it has very low intensity. That's why you need powerful microscopic equipment to detect it. Because tap water is more or less dead, it is sometimes impossible to see any light emissions, especially in London tap water, says Dr. David Schweitzer, who's been researching this phenomenon for many years.
After his tests, Professor Schweitzer commented, I quote, "Now, as you can see on the images, it is beyond words. The beauty, colour and structure are unparalleled to anything I have ever seen. I personally cannot explain how and why this transformation of the water clusters has been so dramatic after applying the vortex energizer. There are two main cluster structures that appear after letting the water run for 10 minutes through the energizer field. It is a branch shape and some geometric shapes of a very unusual kind. It is apparent that these two shapes represent the female and male respectively. I have never seen water samples which contains both these shapes before. This is very balanced water." Well, I guess these are images that talk for themselves. End of quote.
Further tests have shown that the physical parameters pH and resistivity change subtly as a result of energizing water with a vortex energizer. These physical changes are directly linked to the formation of molecular clusters or biopolymers, as has been scientifically investigated by the Biofield Laboratory in Vienna, Austria.
What often puzzles people is that all this happens as a result of strapping the vortex energizer onto the mains pipe. It is such a simple process. There's no plumbing involved. Tap water flows through the pipe as normal, with no direct contact with the vortex energizer. The vortex energizer itself is so simple. It is a set of three copper tubes wound in a hyperbolic spiral shape filled with arm-floated water. There is no electrical power supply needed.
Yes, but isn't this the case with anything that is new and different to what we are used to? We want people to look at the spiral and rethink. It is high time for people to wake up to what is really happening out there. We want them to get in touch with their inner selves and with their environment. The vortex energizer is not just an energizer, it is an etheric antenna for what's going on in the cosmos. The vortices of energy, which make up its bioenergy field, constantly feed in the information of the cosmos. In the long run, the vortex energizer will help to raise our consciousness.